Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tim.
All right, you and the rest of the WRD family. I'm going to tune in at around 8:05 for the big announcement.
I'll be here.
Okay, good. Yeah, because they pay you to, so. Yeah,
well,
yeah.
I'd be here anyway.
Yes. But big announcement, programming announcement. I've been excited about this for months, and I can't wait to tell you about it at 8:05. So it's going to be a must-hear interview about a lineup change that I think will only strengthen this incredible lineup that we have here at 106.3 WORD. So,
all right.
I'm just excited as a listener.
I'm intrigued.
Okay, good. Well, be there. Or B square or
exactly.
Something. Okay. You know, you and I have talked a lot about, and I'm honestly, whether given the precedent set right now with what the Democrats are doing to Donald Trump, if a Republican who questions the status quo in any way or refuses to go along with the Democrats on anything will ever be able to run for office again at the presidential level. It's just a matter of being able to afford to do it. You literally would have to be worth hundreds of millions of dollars just to fight the lawfare, the court cost. I mean, just to end up standing at the end of it. Never mind what you might put into your campaign. I mean, so a person like a Ted Cruz or even, well, I don't want to say Marco Rubio because he's just going to do whatever the Democrats want. That's who he is. But like a Ted Cruz, like I don't think a Ted Cruz, had he been elected, could have survived to this point. He would have been financially broken just defending himself in court against the Democrats. What they're doing right now, I mean, this sets a new precedent of, okay, if you don't turn over every single stinking last financial document that you have from before your presidency, then we are going to break you financially. We're going to drag you through court. Why do we want these documents? The Mueller report just cleared the guy. 49 FBI agents. Hillary's personal Clinton Foundation attorneys digging through Trump stuff, trying to find stuff. Millions of pages of stuff turned over far beyond what was even requested. And it's not good enough. They want every last transaction. They want every debit card transaction. They want to know if somebody made a run for the president at midnight to get a condom. They want to know all of it. And nobody could survive that kind of scrutiny. Nobody could. And they couldn't afford to fight it. So what is the precedent now, Lee? What is the precedent, honestly? Go ahead, turn over all your financial documents. Oh, I'm a Democrat. Oh, never mind.
No,
that's fine. No, they would say that was outrageous, but that's what they're doing in Trump right now. And they judge shop. They're so good at this. Mm-hmm. I don't know why we can't judge shop. I don't know why no one on our side can judge shop.
I don't think we got too many candidates.
Yeah, well, they just judge shopped and found an Obama attorney, an Obama D.C. court judge, a clown in some robes, he's a clown. Did you see the logic on this? His logic was not even legal as to why Trump has to turn over all his financial documents. It wasn't even legal. It was, if Congress has the power to impeach a president, then, they should have the power to get whatever they want. Political opposition research, whatever they want. Strip them naked. What are they going to order that next? We've got to examine the mole on your back, Mr. President.
Please. There's an image I didn't need this morning.
Me either. But, I mean, how much further are they going to be allowed to go?
Well, seriously.
There's precedent.
Yeah, and there's no charge out there.
No, there's no charge.
We just hate this guy. We think he's wrong. We think he's breaking the law. What law? Well, we just think he's breaking the law, and we're going to dig around until we find something or make something up, and that's all this is. It's a fishing expedition.
Again, that they want the Deutsche Bank records, which are all his financial records, and Trump's attorney pointed out they're not even listing. Like, okay, we need it because of this potential crime or that potential.
Exactly.
There's nothing specific. They just want it.
And that's not
just
legal justification.
It. Right. And I'm going to tell you why this is happening. It's two reasons. One is to inoculate anybody from ever running on a Trump platform again, right. Because you would look at it and go, well, I'd like to run on a Trump platform. It would poll really well. I probably could win, but I'm only worth $3 million. I couldn't fight the lawsuits, so I can't win. I won't even try. That's what they're doing. They are making sure nobody but a billionaire, somebody worth, you'd have to be worth hundreds of millions of dollars, could ever run on a Trump platform again, or they would be financially and personally ruined. I mean, if you ran out of money, personal money, halfway through this, they would destroy you. They would own everything you own. They would have Tiffany Trump's debit card records from college, which they're seeking. They would destroy your family and your wife and your children and your grandchildren and your children's spouses and their children. It would go on and on and on and on. Absolute, total, and complete personal destruction. This is out. This is Stalinist. I mean, this is Kangaroo Court 101. And you know why they're doing this, Lee? You know why they're doing this? Have you noticed they're doing nothing else, right?
Exactly.
Equality Act? Because their base is so radical that they are paralyzed. Mm-hmm. They cannot give their base the legislation it wants because the American people would reel in horror at what they believe. They can't even embark on a debate about what they believe because the public would see it. So they got to fill the space with something. And this is what they're filling the space. We're going to get Trump. We're going to end Putin's control of the country. That's where they are right now. Mm-hmm. They got nothing. I mean, they literally can do nothing else we'll see who they are.
They're running out the clock to the 2020 election. That's exactly all that's going on here.
Yeah, to make it look like they're doing
and calling it
something.
Oversight.
Right. And, you know, Rich Lowry nails this morning in this piece, The Great Misdirection. Robert Mueller spent 2 years hunting down every possible lead related to collusion and obstruction with considerable powers and investigative resources at his disposal. He had more or less full cooperation from the White House, except that he didn't get to interview the president directly. Then he wrote everything down in a 400-page report that Bill Barr released to Congress. Never has a House majority had so much work done for it and been so remarkably ungrateful about that. The Democrats want to talk to Don McGahn, and maybe that's Trump's attorney. They will ultimately prevail in court to get his testimonies as White House counsel. But what's the point? McGahn talked extensively to Mueller, and surely everything remotely damaging is already in the report. So why are they doing this? Why are they going after things that Mueller has already gotten to fill the space?
Yep.
To fill the time, to fill the space, because there's almost nothing else they can do.
Well, they want to get the video of him in front of a Senate House committee there with him testifying, with them making accusations and just showing his face there without him actually responding. And that's their television commercials for the 2020 election.
Think about this for a minute, too. Turnout-wise, they drove their voters to the polls in the midterms with, we got to stop Putin. Right? Because Putin was controlling our president. That's a fact. You could tell by looking at him. All that crap.
That and free Uber and Lyft rides.
Well, that too. Yes, provided by Google. And their friends. Well, illegally. That's an illegal donation, yep. But whatever. So it breaks a lot to the tune of billions of bucks, but they're Democrats. They can do that. So you know, you're looking at this. They drove them to the polls with the lie. Can you imagine if we found out that Tucker Carlson and just about everybody on Fox News, Maria Bartiromo, had lied to us all these years, and Trump really did affect a coup in partnership with Putin? How would you feel about Breitbart? How would you feel about Fox News? You'd be reeling to find that out. It would rearrange your world. It would literally have a psychological impact. It would on me. If all this time it had been Fox News lying to me, it had been Breitbart lying to me, and MSNBC had been telling the truth, like that, I'd have to probably have a couple of sessions of psychological counseling to straighten out my world, right? This is where the left is, Lee.
Yep.
They can't let their followers see behind the curtain.
Right.
They can't. It would mess them up. You're talking about rearranging their entire world, finding out that all the news you thought was real was not. They don't know it's not real. Think how it would affect you. And so they've got to do skirmish. They've got to do swirl. They've got to do, well, we're going to get the answers. The bottom of this. Bottom of what? This. What? The thing. What? Putin. See, look at him. You could tell he's controlling the president. You know the president called Putin right after the Mueller report came out? See? No, I don't see it. Well, yeah. So We got to get to the bottom. They're hiding it from you. They're hiding, but we're going to get it. They're desperate to save face at this point.
Well, when there is nothing to see,
there's nothing.
They can claim that they're hiding it. That's why you can't see it, because they're hiding it from you, but there's nothing there.
No, there's nothing. Did you see them Politico real quick? This whole article on Nancy Pelosi had a behind the closed doors meeting with the Democrats, and half of them want to impeach Trump and the other half. Yeah. I don't know what they want. They're worried that Guam is going to tip over. and they're going around to impeach. She doesn't want to do it because she knows that will hurt them in the poll. She wants to win.
Yeah.
Right? Power at any cost, right? So she, but they want to impeach Trump. So they're having this whole debate back and forth. They're very angry at Nancy Pelosi. And the whole piece never says what they want to impeach him for.
Exactly, yeah.
For what?
Yeah.
God, I've just one time when I'm cutting audio on CNN or MSNBC, impeach him for what? For what? For what?
Illegal activity, Tara. It's illegal.
Some maneuvering of a counterintelligence, anti-United States... intellectual property theft matter. Yeah. That's the ticket. All right.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Lots of folks on the text line already trying to take a guess at our programming lineup change that I'm going to be so proud to announce at 8:05. Selfishly. Because I'm a listener, too. And I'm really looking forward to being able to tune into 106.3 WORD and hearing our new show. Text line 71307. That's the Common Sense Retirement text line. Texter writes, "Hey, Tara, this is the hairy-legged toxic male bachelor. We have got to get you married, dude." All right. "Tara, this is the hairy-legged toxic male bachelor, and I know what your lineup change is, and I gladly accept. I'll be glad to do a cooking show called Spam, Spam, and More Spam." Okay, let me hurl. I was forced to eat Spam as a child. I didn't know it wasn't him until later. When I realized what had happened to me, I'm still in recovery. I don't know about you. Speaking of recovery, could you do this? I'm here to tell you. I'm here to admit I'm weak. I couldn't do this. Kurt Kaser is a farmer. 63-year-old farmer. Still running his farm every day. That alone is impressive. And he had to step into a grain auger. I don't know what that is, but it's a thing with a blade, apparently. That twists and turns and it moves grain around, I guess, between storage bins. This is on his farm in northeast Nebraska. Well, over the winter, stuff froze because it's Nebraska. And he'd had to cut, you know, part of the screen over the auger blade to unfreeze it. He forgot that he didn't go back and repair it. Oops. He stepped on it, expecting the screen to be there to protect his foot. In an instant, his foot was sucked into the machine. He's trying to suck the rest of his body in. It's pretty much cut off his foot and continued to pull at him, which was a problem because he was losing blood fast and was afraid he would pass out. There was no one else there on the farm at the time, and he reached in his pocket for his cell phone, couldn't find it. Later figured it had fallen into the grain. So what do you do? Me? Say my final prayers. I'm done, right? Nope. It dawned on him what he'd have to do, and he felt in his other pocket, find the pocket knife, so that he could saw off the rest of his leg. It had already chopped his foot off and was about halfway embedded through his leg and pulling him further in. So he just cut it the rest of the way off. Can you imagine? Pulled the pocket knife out to finish the job, severing his leg in a desperate attempt to free himself. He said, "I cannot even imagine. I'd just die. Cut my leg off or die. I'm dead. I'm done. I'm finished. I don't want to live anymore. I don't care. He said he felt the pops and sharp pains as he severed his own nerves. That's an understatement. But he wasn't afraid, he said. I was just mad at myself because I knew what my mistake was, cutting that hole in the screen and stepping in it. God, what a real American. Me knows I was sawing my leg off. I wasn't, I was just mad. Once Kaiser was free, he crawled on his elbows to his office a couple hundred feet away and called his son, who's a volunteer with a local fire department. Anyway, they got him in to the trauma center. They did surgery. One of the doctors said he was his own 9/11, his own pre-hospital, his own surgeon. He saved his own life, and he made it very easy for us to treat him. Wow, folks. Wow. Now consider that. There are Americans, able-bodied, full-minded Americans, who can't even feed themselves because they choose not to. It's just too hard for me. I can't do anything. Well, is your health okay? Yeah. I just need help. I need somebody to take care of me. Yeah, go saw your leg off. Like a real American.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Texture rates. Tara, that's it. You're giving that smart dog, Chaser, a radio show of its own. Yeah, listen to that last news bit there. He may have been smarter than me. I don't know. Texture writes, program change. I'm okay as long as it doesn't affect you and Lee. You both are my 1-2 punch against all news teams. The best. Oh, thank you. Texture writes, hey, Tara, I went to school with a boy who had his arms removed from a farming accident. He recovered and lived a very productive life and today is a farmer. Good for him. Texture writes, the worst part for that farmer, you know, the one who sawed his own leg off. Good old American ingenuity there. Now, I just bring stories up like that because, you know, you're told all the time, but I can't afford my health insurance. I need you to steal some money from someone I don't know and pay the bill for me because I can't. I'll have to quit cable. Cut the cord. Oh, what did you do today, sir? Well, I saved my life by sawing my own leg off. Okay. That's what we used to think as Americans. Texture rates, the worst part for that farmer. She was caught in a grain auger. The worst part for that farmer is that health insurance won't cover it. Because not only was it an elective procedure, he's not an approved provider. Oh my, can you imagine the health insurance nightmare? So you had the leg later amputated up higher up, but we don't have a code for that. Removed own leg. So we're not going to pay. You don't have a code for that? No, I'm sorry. We don't have a code for that. Got to jump into this. Oh, the irony. I love irony. It just amuses me personally. I've been addicted to it since I was a child, which is how I ended up in talk radio, I suppose. Oh, but the irony of this. Okay, so we have to attempt to process this through your mind and make sense of it. We have just had an Obama judge, which is to say a clown somebody handed a robe to, rule that Trump must turn over all his personal financial records from before he was president. Because the Democrats want to do political opposition research. It's never before happened. It's never happened in U.S. history. No president has ever been stripped naked like this financially. Think about it. If all your financial transactions and records were out there, would you not feel stripped naked? I would. Practically. And yet this is what's coming. This is what this judge has ordered. Now, Trump has a week to appeal. Pray, folks, that he wins the appeal. Let me tell you why. It's not just about Trump. They will destroy every Republican who comes after him. People like a Ted Cruz or a Rand Paul will not be able to run for president because their net worth isn't enough to fight the legal battles to keep your privacy. It's not enough. You're going to have hundreds of millions of dollars as a Republican to even consider running if you are going to take on the Uniparty in any way. And that's what's so terrifying about this and maddening about this. Meanwhile, we have to examine every debit card transaction. We have to take a look at every business transaction so we can beat Trump in 2020. I mean, because we're afraid Putin is controlling him. Got to do that, right? Because we got to get down. We're going to find the crimes. We can tell by looking at Trump that he is Putin's puppet. We just need to prove it. But I mean, you sicked 49 FBI agents on him. Hillary's own personal Clinton Foundation attorney investigated him as part of the Mueller thing. He didn't find anything. But we know if we could just get the records. Meanwhile, Joe Biden and his son pocket $1.5 billion on the public stage from the Chinese. And nobody cares. Prosecutors don't care. Justice Department, do they care? Bill Barr, hello? Hello? Steve Bannon nails this. We are literally going after Tiffany Trump's college debit card records. We are literally going after Trump's personal financial records with no evidence of a crime. But because we feel like maybe he somehow is associated with Putin some way. While Biden pockets $1.5 billion. Steve Bannon, in today's first epic rant, he was a aide to Trump, nails this. I mean, do you realize Joe Biden went on national television in Ukraine and bragged the Ukrainian government was investigating his crooked son, Hunter Biden? You know, the cokehead? You know, the one left the cocaine pipe behind in his rental car days before the election, the 2016 election, and his bag of cocaine, and no charges were ever filed. That Hunter Biden. And the Ukraine was investigating the gross corruption of his company, him and his company. So Joe threatens them, says, well, we're going to cut off $2 billion in U.S. foreign aid to Ukraine. It was loan guarantees. And unless you remove the prosecutor, so they remove the prosecutor. He goes on TV and brags he got his boy off. On TV! There's video! Can you imagine if Trump did that? Meanwhile, they're turning Trump's world upside down financially. Again, the biggest thing here is not the war against Trump. It's not that. It's the precedent it sets. There will be almost nobody who can run again and nobody willing to challenge the status quo because they simply can't afford it. Here's Steve Bannon, who nails it today. The absolute hypocrisy and irony of Joe Biden getting away with this while Trump is scrutinized to the absolute nth degree.
I think Joe Biden's got to prove to the American people two things. Number one, he's got to prove first he's not compromised by the Chinese Communist Party. In 2013, and President Trump, on last night on Fox, on Steve Hilton's show, asked for this, is picked up in the New York Times today. He's now calling for this off of Peter Schweitzer's investigation. Schweitzer's the same team of this organization I used to oversee years ago that did Clinton Cash, that drilled down on the corruption of the Clinton apparatus. They did the same thing on Joe Biden. And what they found out in 2013, his son, Hunter, who was totally unqualified, went on a trip with him to China, and then afterwards stuck around in the Bank of China, which, unlike any other central bank in the G20, reports is not independent, not like the Federal Reserve or the Bank of England. It reports to the government. They gave this kid $1 billion and then upped it to $1.5 billion. Somebody totally unqualified to run a private equity or venture capital fund or a hedge fund, gave him $1.5 billion to invest. And it turns out he's invested some of that, I believe, in surveillance companies, some of these companies that oppress the Chinese people, the hardworking Chinese people that have been enslaved by the Chinese Communist Party. Joe Biden is hiding from this. He will not come forward. President Trump called him out last night personally on the Steve Hilton show. I think it's very important. We have to understand that Joe Biden and his family have not been compromised. This is why this thing has gone on for so long. The Chinese are great at influence peddling. And we have to understand if Joe Biden's skirts are clean on this. He's got to come forward. We got to know how much wealth his family's created off of this. We have to know why he took $1.5 billion from an oppressive government and what they did with it. And number two is he said the other day, well, they're not even a strategic competitor. Come on, man. He's got to convince the American people he's serious about this.
Well, that's
this
not
is the
an
greatest
easy thing
geostrategic enemy we've ever had.
Can you imagine if President Trump's son or daughter had taken $1.5 billion from a Kremlin bank? The son or daughter would be in handcuffs and already well into their sentence. Trump would be impeached and it would be over. But it's Biden, so A-okay. Hey, let's go see what's in the debit card records again, huh? Did he get one latte or two? Oh, this country is so corrupt. So, and it's so openly corrupt right now. God, I hope it changes.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning. Okay, I miss your promoted. I jumped the gun. I'm sorry. The announcement will not be today, but the cool news is that you know it's coming. The announcement of the programming change I am so excited about. Yeah, we're going to up the IQ points here at the station infinitesimally with this announcement in one fell swoop, but it is not going to be today. But it is coming soon. So stay tuned for that. We are making a programming change that, as I said, I am very, very excited about. Keep that in mind for your listening pleasure that we are going to be doing that, and look for the announcement because there will be a big change here soon, and I'm very excited about it. All right. Meanwhile, saw this. You ever have a decision in your life that you sort of almost mark mentally the before and after the decision because it changed your life so much? Do you make the right decision or do you make the wrong decision? That kind of decision. The ones that you make that impact the rest of your life for better or for worse, or just, well, for change. What's the biggest or hardest decision you've ever had to make in your life? Love to hear some text on this or some phone calls. 800-347-1063 is the Ingalls Advantage talk line. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line 71307. Here's the top 10 according to a new survey of 2,000 adults. Number 10, quitting a job. I can pinpoint literally the decision to quit a job that landed me in the seat I'm sitting on right now. And I actually was thinking about this the other day, that I was very afraid to quit that job because I was very comfortable there. It was getting out of my environment. I was going to go from a conservative, leaning editor at a paper that I felt really, really comfortable with to a very liberal editor at a much bigger paper. Get out of my comfort zone. I was scared to death. I didn't know how I would exist in that newsroom. I'd be constantly under attack, but it would give me a wider audience, and I was scared to do it, but I did it. And if I hadn't done it, I wouldn't be sitting in this chair right now. I mean, isn't it funny how decisions you don't think of as life impacting at the time really do set you on one path or the other? You ever think back to what path you'd be on if you hadn't made this decision or you made that decision? I do all the time. Number 9, getting a divorce. Haven't done that, but I'm sure it is impactful. Number 8, figuring out how to save or spend your money. That's a big one. Number 7, deciding to break up when you're in a serious relationship. Yep. Number 6, buying property with your significant other. Number 5, when to retire. That's a big one. Number 4, I get this one, learning to drive. I don't know. This is a big thing with young people now. Like, I have a 17-year-old nephew who has no interest in this. And a lot of his friends are the same way. They're just not, They're just not prone to flight. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Number three, a big move to a new home. Number two, big life decisions. Getting married, of course. That's a big one. And number one, whether or not to have kids. Have kids. That's an easy one. Change your life in ways that are just absolutely amazing and good and fabulous. I'll tell you, you know what the one for me is? It takes my breath away when I think about this. Because my whole life hung on a razor's edge. It was a silly thing. This girl at work wanted me to go out with this guy. Blind date, right? And she's very sweet, but a little off. And so I didn't want to go out with him because I was like, he's probably, if he needs her to set him up on a date and she's a little off and off people hang out together. She wasn't bad off or evil off, just a little weird. You know what I mean? Like, but not in a bad way. No bad vibes, but just, you know, different beat, shall we say. She bugged me. And I was like, okay, fine. And I was like, how am I going to get rid of this guy? Oh, what a nightmare. And so it got around to the night for the date. And I was living with my mom and dad then because I was paying off my college loans. And I had to leave in like 20 minutes. I didn't even take a shower from the day. Normally, you know, I had taken a shower that morning, but normally I'd take another one for a date. And I'm just sitting there and I'm not motivated. And I was like, Mom, I'm just going to call him, tell him I don't feel well. And she goes, oh, that is so rude. I can't believe this. She stomped off in a huff. And I'm like, oh, gosh. That guy was my husband. And I always think, razor's edge. Because I wouldn't have gone out with him again after that. Razor's edge, folks. Got any razor's edge life decisions you made? And it takes your breath away to go back to that time and think, if only it had gone the other way, because I could have rolled the dice.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.